BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello.
Hello, mate. It's Will.
Will, you all right?
Yeah, podcast. I've completely forgotten about the Friday podcast.
Oh, podcast. I knew there was something.
You sound like you're on the way somewhere.
Yes. I'm not going to be able to get the Radio 1. Can I do it over the phone? Is that allowed?
Should we give it a go?
Yeah.
Someone might complain. What should we put on it?
This is the laziest podcast of all time.
Do you want to do like an introduction or something? And then thing is, I always think we just put highlights in the week in. It's not great on like the loyal podcast listeners who listen to every show every week anyway. So you're just hearing stuff that you've already heard.
That's fair enough. Why don't we? Can we just pick a month and just take the best bits of that month and whack it on a podcast?
What, from like a previous year?
Like this year or from the past?
All right. Well, let's take April. Throwback. Have you got what was a good year?
April. What was easiest for you this year? Last year? 2016.
Yeah, perfect.
April 2016.
Yeah, you're on. I think that might be fine. The month that you got absolutely... You know when Bear Grylls, when you dressed up in that bear suit and tried to surprise Bear Grylls and he wiped you out? I think it actually might be that month.
Good. Fine. It's going to be the laziest podcast of all time, but let's find the CD, April 2016, and just whack that up for the podcast. That will do this week.
All right. Next week we'll do a formal apology to everyone that expected better from us.
Yeah, we'll deal with the consequences next week. Nice one, mate.
All right. See you on Monday.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Scott Mills. I just remember we met Van McCann's off of Catfish and the Bottom End's cousin at the weekend. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, we did.
We did. We were DJing at Haydock Racecourse on Saturday. Really good. Van McCann's cousin was randomly there. He was like, you might know Van. He's my cousin. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
How many times must he have dropped that line as well?
I know, but fair play, I would.
If you've got Van McCann as a cousin, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So we were DJing at Haydock Races, but before we started DJing, and we didn't know about this, they asked us to judge the best turned out horse competition. Now, we weren't expecting that, but we thought we'd record some of it on our phone because it was so unexpected. I was like, right, get your phone out and record this because we're going to need this for Monday.
How do you describe it?
So I didn't know what to look for.
Right, so there's a parade ring.
Yes, right, and these horses are being paraded by their jockeys round this little ring, a bit like, you know, when you see the dog competitions, and they're like, look at my horse is best.
Yeah, they're not riding the horses. So what it is it's like a garden almost, a circular garden, and people are walking their horses.
Yeah, like almost like a fashion show, like a catwalk.
Yes.
And showing off their horses. So we had to ask the guy there, what are we looking for? Because we'd never judged anything like this before.
So anything with a horse, you know, it's coming out and it's looking relatively clean. Yeah. They've made an effort. The travelling style, they've done something with the hair, with the mane. It might have a sort of pattern on the underbelly, on the hide, something like that. So,
and if they looks like they've been working out.
Yeah, if they've been doing some bench pressing or something.
Got you, okay. If they've done something with their hair.
It's a very odd competition, this. You're basically looking for what you think, in your opinion, is the best turned out horse.
I just didn't know what the rules were, and you thought it was like a Saturday night TV show.
It's a little bit like Take Me Out. It's not like, but a horse version.
I'm leaving my light on for two.
What a ridiculous thing to do. But it was harder than I thought to judge it, because they were so... I mean, they were turned out, weren't they?
Some very well turned out
good-looking
horses.
For some reason, we both took a liking to number 9.
Oh, look at that.
No, let's not discount any others.
No. It's just my eyes are drawn to horse number 9. Number 5.
Number 1's pattern, though, is... Oof.
Now, number 6 has been working out.
Yeah.
Look at those buns. And that thigh muscles.
Damn, that's a sexy horse.
You can't say
that. Damn, girl. There's something about number 9.
Just a couple of them need to brush their hair, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm still feeling number 9.
Although I quite like that one now, I can't see the number on it, but it's wearing a ski mask, which must be some sort of fashion.
Yeah.
Keep my eyes off number 9. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think 9 as well, but I don't know.
9?
Yeah, but I don't know why.
It's just, I don't know.
We have to give reasons why.
It's got like a horsey X factor thing.
Okay, we've got to do it.
I think we're going to go for number 9, if that's all right. Number 9, yeah.
Number overnight.
Why are they believing us and what we say? They came up to us at the end of that, like, right, we've got to do it now. Number nine, you say? Okay, then, and they won.
Also, did you hear the guy write as well in that the winning horse got a £50 voucher?
For what?
I'm not sure.
Like, to go what? And do something else with your hair.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Laura.
Morning, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Good. Where are you today?
I'm in Cornwall at work at the moment.
What do you do?
I'm a self-employed cleaner.
But I also understand you're part of the Young Farmer Massive.
I am, of course.
How does that work then with your cleaning job?
Well, to be honest, anyone can join Young Farmers, really. Yeah, I do a bit of volunteer work at Orion Stable, so I've got a bit of a agri background, sort of. So me and my friend joined like a couple of years ago, and yeah, I've loved it ever since.
This is the thing which people don't realise about Young Farmers. There's loads of people that are actual farmers, but there's loads of people that just go along because it's so much fun and they're such a great crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So do you mainly do it for the parties?
Yeah.
Yes. They are the best, right?
Oh, they're just amazing. The things you get up to and just the memories you make, it's just incredible.
OK, let's play Monday's Real or No Real.
Dan and Phil had to deliver their Radio 1 demo by hand on a train from Manchester because their internet was too slow to deliver the file.
These are pretty much the kings of the internet, Dan and Phil.
Yeah. That seems a bit unlikely, really.
So they wanted to be on Radio 1. Is this where they're going? So they basically sent in a tape of them doing a radio show.
Oh, hey!
An MP3, right? They wanted to send that to Radio 1 to show what they can do.
Yes.
They had to do it at that exact minute because they'd already put their train tickets. So they decided that they're going to do it on the train at that exact moment. Annoyingly, the internet was too slow.
No, I think what's happened is they had to come down because the internet's too slow in their house. Now, I can't believe that because you'd think that Dan and Phil would have the fastest internet speed of all.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, definitely. But no, unless like, I don't know, all internet in the area just went kaboom or something like that and they really needed to get it there.
A lot of people seem to have problems uploading at the moment. Like, I saw Alfie Days the other day going, I don't know why, but I can't seem to upload my files.
You do a good Alfie Days impression.
Like, seriously, these people, this is their kind of job. Get some better internet.
Shall I tell you what that is? That's hashtag YouTuber excuses right there.
Do you think?
Yeah, you know, a bit like DJs complaining.
Yeah.
That Twitter one. Someone needs to set one up because I bet you often the internet isn't slow and it's their job. But actually, they haven't done a video and they're just making excuses to why it's not up yet.
Right, so they can't be bothered, but they're like, oh, my uploads are just not working, guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's YouTuber excuses.
But did Dan and Phil have to deliver their Radio 1 demo by hand on a train from Manchester because their internet was too slow to upload the file? Chris?
I just don't know why they wouldn't have done this before or after, or why it had to be done right there, right then. So I'm going to say this is no real.
Laura?
Yeah, I think this has got to be no real. It's ridiculous.
That one is real.
What?
Really?
Dan and Phil, off of the internet, did have to travel all the way down to Radio 1 in London from Manchester because their internet connection was too slow to upload their Radio 1 pilot show.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You can catch Dan and Phil's internet takeover tonight at 9 p.m. before they go on a hiatus. And next,
former One Direction star Zayn Malik is in the top 12% of people in the world who have been able to harness the power of bird whispering.
Bird whispering?
Yes, you must know about that, being close with the Young Farmers, no?
No. Never heard of it myself.
Part of the Young Farming activities?
No, you're talking to...
Maybe I should organise that as a club night. So we'll go bird whispering and see what happens.
Bird whispering is basically genuine tweeting, isn't it?
What, so he's like... Is that what it is?
Well, that's why Zayn Malik...
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he's quite softly spoken, actually, isn't he?
Hang on. Wasn't there a photo going around with him with a little bird on his hand somewhere?
Was there? Oh, you went proper Cornwall there, my lad!
Oh, I can't help it.
Oh,
sorry.
I know, love. Was there a picture of him with a small bird?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen, like, of him on his hands, and there's a little tiny, like, little bird on his hand. So, maybe this is real.
So maybe he does talk to the birds.
Of course, of course.
Hey, I'm going to level with you here. I used to think I could talk to owls, right?
Which okay.
I know it's quite Harry Potter.
Hang on a second. So I've known you a long time. How come this has never come out of the
right.
woodwork before?
Because I'm a bit tired and I'm just going to be honest.
Okay,
right?
Hon, go on.
So I used to be in my parents' garden, right, when I was younger, and I'd make the noise of what I think was an owl. It may have just been a pigeon. And generally they'd reply. But then I clocked that actually they weren't really replying. They were just leaving a sort of
a
dramatic pause in between their calls.
Could you just reenact the noise for me that maybe you used to make to the owls?
I can't really remember it because it was a certain type of noise. You always hear it in the garden. It's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then there'd be a pause and then you'd hear it again. So then you'd reply. Honestly, mate, I thought I was talking to these animals for a while.
What would you be saying to them?
No, I was just making noises. I didn't know what the noises meant. But that's the difference between me and Zayn Malik then, isn't it? Because Zayn's speaking a language to the birds.
So is this real or not? Is he in the top 12% of people that can bird whisper?
What do we think he's whispering to the birds? Lyrics?
I reckon this one's real.
Pillow talk to the birds.
Real or no real?
Pillow talk? Real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
No, unfortunately, Zayn has not harnessed the devastating power of bird whispering. Although, as you said, Laura, he did tweet a picture of a small bird sitting atop his hand on his timeline.
Fair enough.
You're right. And finally,
1 in 10 men wear their underpants for 7 days straight before changing them.
Now, 7 days is a long time to wear the same underwear.
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of life, it's not that long.
It is.
It is a pair of underwear.
Yeah, you're only saying this because you probably do.
No, I wouldn't do 7 days.
How many days?
I don't know.
You it's dirty... four, is it? I bet you do. You do the whole sort of like turn them like inside out and then turn them the other way around.
No one does that. People say that right as a bit of advice for making your pants last longer, but no one actually does that.
How many days do you wear them for before changing?
Why is this on?
It's not one day, is it? It is.
It is generally, no, I'll be honest with you. Generally, it's one day.
But sometimes?
Oh, it really depends what you're doing. If you're away for the weekend... No,
then take some underwear with you.
Yeah, but you're one of those kind of people as well, aren't you, Laura?
What,
you're
the same as Scott. Bag?
You'll take on a night out, you'll take a little travel bag with you. Guys don't take spare pants on a night out.
No, but if it's a planned thing...
Yeah, I was about to say, you leave a bag wherever you're going to end up on the night, so you've got some fresh clothes to put on in the morning.
But what if you don't know?
Well, if you don't know, that's your own fault for being loose.
Yeah.
Loose? No, I'm just saying, like, it's a lovely idea that you change your pants every day, but it's not realistic.
It is realistic. Everyone does it apart from 1 in 10 men.
No, that's 7 days. 1 in 10 men, 7 days.
That's horrible. That's just disgusting.
I don't think we should alienate any listeners who are listening right now. Now, statistically, if it's 1 in 10 men and 10 million people listen to this show, half of which, let's say, are men, 3 million, just doing the maths.
All right, Rachel Riley.
That would mean there's about 300,000 men listening right now who've worn their pants for a week or are planning on doing it. So let's not rule them out.
I want them to switch off.
Yeah,
I don't want them listening. I don't want them listening. Also, what are you saying about jeans? How many days?
Oh, jeans, I don't think there's an upper limit, is there?
See, when that song came out, back in the day...
I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now.
Yeah. I was like, what's wrong with that?
What are you switching them off every 4 days for, you weirdo? Even 4 weeks wouldn't have been that bad. But if it had the same jeans on...
No, not 4 weeks.
I've had the same jeans on for 4 years now. that would have worked better.
Real or no real, 1 in 10 men wear their underpants for 7 days straight before washing them.
I hope that's no real.
Yeah, go on, I'll go real.
That one is real.
Oh, that's foul.
Sorry, that is foul. The average man's underpants are 4 years old. More than half have holes in them. And a staggering 1 in 10 men wear their pants for a full 7 days before washing them.
So what was the first fact? The average pair of pants in a man's drawer is...
4 years old.
4 years old.
Which is also disgraceful. At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
Very low scoring. I got 10. Laura, unfortunately, you got nothing.
Oof. Woo!
Scott Mills.
Bear Grylls is in the building. He can't hear us at the moment. He's in a different studio. So, Chris, what's the plan?
Okay.
So he can't know about this.
No. So, do you remember a while ago we played you the sounds of a man scaring off a bear that had sort of appeared? He saw this bear approaching and he sort of shouted very loud at it to get away.
Yeah. It's a massive online video, like went really viral, and it did actually work. The bear just went.
Backed off.
By him doing this.
Hey! No!
Ah! And the bear just goes.
The bear went. Mm. And it led to a discussion as exactly what would you do if you were confronted by a bear?
Mm.
Would you make noises like that? Would you run off? Anyway, so me and you, Scott, were chatting in the pub about, well, what would Bear Grylls do if he was attacked by a bear?
So today, we are going to do a normal interview with Bear Grylls, but then the bit he doesn't know, I don't want him speaking like this because he can't hear us anyway. He's in a completely different part of the building. We've managed to acquire quite a good bear outfit. It's quite good. It's not as comedy as I thought it would be. I thought it would be a bit more panto than it is.
We should point out this was a pub idea, which has now made it to air. So at one point, I'm going to leave the interview.
Yes.
And I'm going to dress up as a bear.
Looks really hot.
And approach him from behind.
Mm. Now, this could go... This could really go wrong.
Scott Mills.
Bear Grylls is with us. Bear, at the moment, we're encouraging all of our listeners to try and get involved with volunteering for our Million Hours project. So we're not asking for money, as a lot of places do for charity. We're asking you to give your time to charity, and we're trying to get over a year, a million hours worth of time. I know that you've done a lot of about volunteering before. So it's an important thing to do, right?
It's a great thing to do. I think volunteering... It changes people's lives, but not only the people they help, but the people who actually do it. Mm. And it's right at the heart of scouting. So, yeah, good for you guys. Yeah.
Are you, someone just asked this, are you planning to do any more of the Running Wild with Celebs programmes?
We're doing them at the moment. Yeah,
are
I got
you?
Back yesterday from season 3, episode 1, done.
Okay, so that's the ones you're doing at the moment.
So we're back onto that road at the moment. I got back from Africa yesterday. So,
yesterday? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Have you got any good people? How do you top Obama?
I don't think you do, but we've got some great people.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so real privilege. That's pretty fun.
Have you ever eaten something? This is from someone else that just texted. This is from David. Have you ever eaten something that you were sure was going to be quite horrible but actually turned out to be quite nice?
Scorpions raw are terrible. Scorpions cooked, amazing. Took me about 10 years.
Back away! Back away! Oh. Scott, get under the table!
Okay.
All right,
I'm going under the table.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's only Chris. Oh, dear, you get my heart rate.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so that, right? Sorry about that, Bear. It's just Chris in a bear costume. That was lightning fast reaction
there.
We're
under attack.
Whoa. I was told to get under the table.
Do you want a bear hug? Well, I had to pull this off to make sure it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually quite a realistic bear outfit. Chris, take a seat. Is it hot in there?
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, bear, so come back. Calm down,
really hard.
No, it's okay.
I thought you'd punched me.
Yeah. I told you that probably wasn't a great idea.
You guys are nutty.
I know, sorry about that.
Is this your new way?
We actually had this idea in the pub, and we thought the thing is, the outfit is...
God,
it's like better than
I'm
thought
like
it was going to be.
With adrenaline.
I'm sweating.
Have a seat, Bear. It's all fine. Oh, I feel quite exhausted now.
I couldn't really see through the bear head, but what actually happened there? Because it felt like I was punched.
I heard it, and I just went, boom, like that.
Oh, right.
And that went into you.
Yeah. So, you're okay, though, Chris?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
But I did, so back away is a good thing to shout. And
yeah, what do you... I mean, obviously, this is a comedy panto, Bear.
To be honest, much for a pub.
Right.
Pub
yeah,
brawl
I know.
Is a bear attack.
What should you do in a bear situation? Because obviously not this one, because this is rubbish. But like in a proper one, you must have been in there before, right?
Bear attacks, yeah. Well,
how do you handle one?
I think the kind of rule of thumb, if they intrude on your territory, you want to go like that. Go a bit kind of, you know, make yourself big, loud, aggressive.
Okay.
And show that you're not worth the fight, so they back away. If you intrude in their territory by mistake... You suddenly spot you've walked into it, you know, where a bear is, you want to be meek, keep eye contact, slowly back away,
be meek.
Get out of there.
There's a guy online, this video's gone massive, and he's...
But if you're being attacked,
Right.
So, it, you know,
that's different.
It is different. And it's different with black bears or brown bears. Because if you, you know, if you've got a black bear and it's coming into your territory, you got to really go crazy. You really go, back away!
Yes.
You know, really scare it and it will shock it.
This video online is a guy, he's being approached by a bear. Listen to this. And this is, he does exactly what you just said.
Hey!
Yeah.
Did it work?
No!
Yes.
Yeah.
And the bear went.
But, you know, also you're in the wild and stuff happens. It doesn't always work out, you know. I mean, some people look at grizzly.
I'm so sorry about this.
grizzly bears, though. You know, these guys are strong.
Yeah.
The grizzlies can run at 40 miles an hour. Do you know, it's twice Usain Bolt speed. You know, then climb trees. You're not safe up trees. Some people say play dead, which if you're in a grizzly attack and it's grizzly with a young, could work. But on the whole, bears don't like being surprised when they're feeding, when they're with their young, or fornicating.
Right. I mean, no one just wants like, to be interrupted during that.
There you go.
So that's Chris, you can take the bear outfit off now. Lots of people are watching this on the cameras on the Radio 1 website.
I feel really bad that I... I'm sorry, did I...
No, it's all fine.
It's fine.
I imagine a bear attack in central London wasn't really on your plan for today.
I remember shouting Scott. Did I shout Scott get under the table?
Yes, you did, yes. And I'll be clipping that up and playing it a lot later. Bear, thank you so much for coming in today. I'm so excited about the...
Bad. I'm not coming again.
I'll come again.
Scott Mills.
Innuendo bingo. It's happening with Zoe Bourne now.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
So are you doing, like, warm-up exercises there?
Yeah, you know, I think that extra record's actually made me quite tense.
I know, sorry.
Yeah.
We don't do that on purpose. It was actually a technical issue. Okay, if you want to watch us, this is looking good already. Chris is dressed as a pig. You can be the pig.
Mate, my onesie's too small for me, so I can't get the pig head on.
That's annoying.
Do you need a little bit of help with your head there,
love?
Right,
okay.
Right. Come on.
Might be cheating
It's quite tiny. Oh, cute, though.
So excited. So excited that Zoe Ball is playing Innuendo Bingo today. What a day to be alive. Okay. Water, please. Lots of water.
A wet one.
Let's make
it
a wet
please.
One.
Yes, please. Okay.
Are you nervous, Zoe?
Yeah, I am quite
nervous. Don't be
nervous. You know, kind of, you know.
Bit of a sweat
very
on.
Previous form. Okay.
Okay, lots of water in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you can fit, really, is the key, because he will soak you. Please don't swear, the water is cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First, we're going to Coronation Street, and it's one of our favourites from last week. However bad things are for Mary, she does know... What, Chris? However bad things are for Mary, she does know how to cheer herself up. I wonder if Zoe, Chris, have you ever tried this?
It is not a caravan. It's a motorhome, for your information. And I don't live in it anymore. I don't live anywhere anymore.
How's that, Mary?
Oh, nothing a milky coffee and a nice finger can't sort out.
They said you get wet, but that's ridiculous.
Oh, Zoe, we've only just started.
Oh, fantastic.
Mary right. there.
Oh, nothing a milky coffee and a nice finger can't sort out.
I might try that later.
Oh,
I'm feeling
dear.
A bit blue.
Oh, my goodness me.
I know. You weren't expecting this, were you? That's just the start. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right then.
Now, for this one, you might both need to reload the water a few times as it's quite eventful. Let's go over to those hairy bikers. I love their shows, mostly because I just find that they're so relaxed with each other in the kitchen.
Div?
Yeah. Why is smaller better than bigger?
Because I like to be able to take a whole ball and put it in my mouth in a one-o. A big ball, it gets stuck. But they're just about perfect. When you're happy with your balls, let your mate gently tickle them for a few minutes in a frying pan.
That is absolutely absurd.
Dave Myers there, cooking meatballs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thanks to Sam and Fred and Paul for that one.
When you're happy with your balls, let your mate gently tickle them for a few minutes.
Yes. What? Get a mate involved.
Yeah. They're all friends, friends on Hairy Bikers. Like I said, very relaxed.
Oh, tickled balls. Right, okay.
Okay.
I don't even know where to turn.
I know.
Right, okay.
It's relentless, isn't it, Zoe? Now over to BBC One and Can't Touch This, featuring Zoe Ball and Ashley Banjo. Contestant Robert is Well, he's making the most of being on Saturday Night TV.
Cowboy Clint takes the last spot, so it's goodbye to Alistair. Back in your cage, wild thing. Robert's looking very pleased with his pink helmet.
You spat in my cup!
This is great. Zoe, you need to get him back.
Is he allowed to spit in my cup?
I want.
Are they even getting near you? You don't even look damp.
You need more spray.
He needs more spray.
Robert's looking very pleased with his pink helmet.
Thank you, Neil. And Nadine for sending that one in.
Thank you, Nadine. Neil, I can't even speak.
Oh, this is a great one. Okay, water, please. Water, please.
Have you got any spare pants?
Actually, yes, we do. Funny you should say that.
Things you never thought you'd have. Yeah, I actually do.
Yeah, we do. We'll sort that in a minute, off air. Yeah?
Why else do you wear my pants?
Think about it. Here we go. Over to Springwatch now. And I've got to say, for a presenter who is so well-travelled, I'm amazed that we joined Michaela Strachan experiencing this for the very first time.
Our wild cat quest continues. We're on the quest to track down a true Scottish wild cat.
And I get Michaela out of bed to show her a black cock in the face.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Wow. I don't think I even hit you. I just think I'm over myself. No, it's the double barrel. The second shot.
Can you reload here, please? Because I'm not sure.
Hang on.
I'm not sure I heard that correctly.
I heard it.
And Zoe just kind of spat all over it too early.
I'm so sorry.
Really silly.
I'm trying to reload.
Reload.
Sorry.
I don't want to hear it again.
Our wild cat quest continues. We're on the quest to track down a true Scottish wild cat.
And I get Michaela out of bed to show her black cock in the flesh.
That's my favourite.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
My favourite.
They did say what I thought they said. So, talking about the rarely spotted black grouse there, otherwise known as black cock. Mostly found in moorland and bog areas. Thank you to Howie for sending that one in. Wow.
I think this is the wettest they've ever been.
Wow, really?
This is great.
Put that on the poster.
Anyone got any new pants? It's the wettest they've ever been. Zoe Ball, that's going on the posters. Water, please. Over to ITV now, and it's Gok Wan's new show. Why is that funny? Are you enjoying this, Zoe? It's good, isn't it?
Is this everything you thought it would be?
Again, the swallow his beak, yeah. And more. This is something special.
Totally.
Thank you for letting me take part. This is amazing. I'm loading up.
Gok Wan's new show. Why is that funny? Oh, she's lost it now. Now, I've never seen this show, but I'm just wondering, does this happen at the end of every single episode?
Well, that's it, guys. My lunchbox has well and truly been emptied.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear.
I think, I'm well and truly empty. This
is... Well, so is Gok.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks to Claire and Lincoln for that one. People are really enjoying this on the social media today.
I've actually got wrinkly fingers.
That's nice. Why have I off of being in the bath? Also, someone says, Zoe sounds like dolphins.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's good.
Is that quite disturbing?
That's good.
What, like... Spitting in my cup.
This is the most fun you've ever had on Radio 1.
This is definitely
and that's
the
saying
most
something.
Fun. I know, and we did have some fun. I can't remember most of it. Okay,
a classic now from Grand Designs Australia. Right. Now, on these programmes, I find it so easy for people to waste money, but Michael here has created a real crowd pleaser.
So this is what it's all about.
This is it.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael. It feels terrific.
Michael's deck had been enlarged there, of course.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael. It feels terrific.
See, a crowd pleaser. Okay.
This is
are you okay, hun?
Absurd. Yes, yeah, I'm having a lovely. Will they wheel me out?
Yeah, you'll get wheeled out and you get a towel and pants and everything.
Oh, this is a lovely way to spend an afternoon, isn't it?
We should do it like a gift pack. Shouldn't we?
Should do.
We
should, yeah. Yes, like, you know, that's what you're getting.
That's a good idea, actually. Mm-hmm. Bit of merch. Mm-hmm. Now, Caroline Martin from. What? So you do that dolphin noise again?
Yeah.
Yes, Chris?
Nothing.
Caroline Martin from BBC West Midlands is on Inyo and the Bingo again. Caroline, this needs to stop. Have a word with yourself. You're always on. Now, I know that we all want our listening figures to be good, but can we please all listen to what Caroline is now offering her callers to in a bid to boost her figures?
Hi, Caroline. How are you doing?
Hello, Carl. You're all right, love. You always make me laugh, and you haven't even said anything yet, but there you go.
I've not managed to do that.
I don't know, because you're just lovely, and I just keep thinking I'm stroking your lovely head.
Oh,
there you go. Look.
Reload.
Carl came in.
I'm going to shave it again, but it needs a cut now. So, yeah, number one.
I'll come and meet you in Wilnicott and give you a good rub.
It's so cold.
Caroline offering to rub Carl's bald head there. I'm going to start offering that
I
to the listeners.
I poo-pooed them when they said you don't get that, get that wet. You don't see how wet when you watch it. I don't even realise how.
You'll be pleased to know there's
the
one more.
Ringing out. Come on, bring it.
Okay, ready?
Right, let's do this.
Lauren Norfolk says, "Can Zoe play Inyo da Bingo every week? This is so good."
Hello.
Finally, we're going to the jump on Channel 4. And Davina McCall has an extraordinary way of deciding who's going to take part in the next challenge.
They're going to be going head-to-head against the person whose number is drawn with theirs. So will you please take the mayor's ball bag?
And that was today's amazing innuendo bingo with Zoe Ball.
Oh, hang on, I'll do that.
Yeah. Oh. Yes!
One. The Birthday Girls are back.
Hello. Hello. You obviously like podcasts. You've obviously got great taste. So why not listen to another podcast, Birthday Girls House Party, on BBC Sounds?
Birthday Girls House Party.
It's not just a random house party. We've
We've done pirates. We've done a surprise party. We've got comedy guests. Loads of comedy guests. We've had James Acaster.
Hello, Camille. How are you?
She kicked me out during a spelling test. Because she thought that I was going, this is too easy. But actually, I was just a heavy breather.
So if you like the sound of that, please listen to Birthday Girls House Party, available now on BBC Sounds. One.